88.9 Shine FM, safe and fun for the whole family. And every Wednesday, it's Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert, founder and registered psychologist, Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
We are into December. We've got Christmas music and a new topic.
That's right. Oh, I love the Christmas music. I'm so glad Shine does that. And we do have a new topic. It's how we can build resilience in our anxious children during the holidays.
Okay.
Because for some people, the holidays are delightful. They love the lights, the treats, the singing, the big parties. And for other people, whew, that means stress. Mm-hmm. So year after year, when I meet with kids who experience more anxious symptoms, they will tell me that they don't necessarily look forward to this hustle and bustle. While a long school vacation can feel like a relief for many kids, the break in routine can trigger stress for some children. The parties, the singing, the bright lights look great in pictures, but sensory overload can quickly set in for anxious kids. For children who struggle with social anxiety, or even kids who are more introverted and sensitive by nature, the constant going and socializing can be very overwhelming. But fear not, Mike.
Okay.
We don't have to bubble wrap our kids and hide them inside until January 2nd.
Good news.
Yes, with a few accommodations in place, you and your child can prepare and enjoy the holiday season. So today is tip number one, keep a symptom tracker. So anxiety presents in a variety of different ways, and it is essential to know your child's specific symptoms. For some kids, it's increases in irritability. Others, they might get way more teary, or they become clingy to their parents. And then the final one is that often they'll start to isolate themselves. Each of these can be red flags that are letting you know that anxiety is spiking. For other children, they might not cue you directly. Instead, they'll tell you they have headaches, stomach aches, muscle aches, and other unexplained medical complaints. It's always a good idea to keep a symptom tracker throughout the year so you can help your child understand when his anxiety spikes and what might be contributing to it. During the holiday season, it becomes particularly important to pay attention to these specific triggers because your family's going to get busier and there's more disruption in routines. So I will have more tips in the coming weeks. And again, minor adjustments to your schedule can start to help your child recover between activities and participate in a way that brings them joy.
Okay, some good advice there. And yes, we'll continue this topic throughout the month of December. Thank you, Kimberly. I would love for you to share a little bit with our Shine family about Eckert Center.
Well, today I want to highlight our child therapists because, again, they specialize in helping families make anxiety-reducing plans, especially around situations like the holidays. So Kimberly Calhoun, Harlene Tour, Cecilia Yee, Michelle Kerslake, and Ashley Shaw are all available to support families who may have a child that is more sensitive by nature, introverted, or anxious. And I really encourage you to check us out at eckertcenter.com and make good use of our online booking appointment system.
Okay. And of course, a north and south location too.
That's right.
And every week, Kimberly, blessing somebody with a free initial visit consultation. Who's that going to?
Caller number two today, Mike.
Caller two, 403-276-8888. Thanks as always, Kimberly. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Mike.